Good morning and shalom. Blessed be the name of the living God. We have come a long way in 2026. And this is a day that the Lord God has made, that we may rejoice and be glad in it. I've been deflecting through the book of Luke. The beginning of this year, we began by looking at the book of Luke. And today we want to look at chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. And we want to deal with the first 13 verses. We want to consider what we call the disciples' prayer. The disciples' prayer. Many times, people have always called this prayer the Lord's Prayer. But ideally, it is not the Lord's Prayer. It is the prayer the Lord taught his disciples to pray. One of the disciples, or the disciples of Jesus, they observed Jesus being in a prayer. And they discovered that he was doing a good prayer. And he was praying in a particular place. And when he finished, one of the disciples came to him and asked, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." Remember, some of Jesus' disciples were John's disciples. But at the same time, the disciples of Jesus knew the disciples of John. And they also knew the disciples of the Pharisees. Every teacher, every major teacher was having disciples, people who had registered in their school of thought. And the disciples asked teachers to pray. And so that's why it's called the disciples' prayer, or ought to be called the disciples' prayer. The disciples' prayer, the Lord's prayer, is the one that Jesus prayed, and it is recorded in the book of John, chapter number 17, where Jesus himself was doing a prayer, a long intercessory prayer. But here he is teaching us on how to pray. But if you want to call it the Lord's Prayer from the one who gave this prayer, then you can still go ahead and call it that. But let's learn three things. This prayer has got three parts. And all these three parts is about asking. That's number one. It's about asking. Number two is about seeking. And number three is about knocking. And this is what it says. "And so I tell you, keep on asking." That is verse 9. "And you will receive what you asked for." Number two, or the second dimension of this prayer, is keep on seeking and you will find. What are you going to find? Number three, keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you, will be opened to you. Verse 10, "For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks, find. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." This is what we should do, this prayer. What are we asking? Jesus had already given four things that we should ask for. If you look at the beginning of the prayer, he had prayed about four things. And I know the book of Matthew gives more things to pray for, of more dimensions, or more themes to pray for. And one of the themes that you know is you should be able to pray and include in your prayer is the will of the Father. It is the will, is about the name of the Father. Is about the kingdom of the Father. If we know that This is a major area that your prayer should not add without having connected with, is it God's will? Is it advancing the kingdom? What does the kingdom of God looks like? Jesus came to introduce the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. That is the government of God. But therefore, every prayer should be aligned to the kingdom or the kingdom dynamics. It's not about any other. Remember, this is a disciple. It's somebody that is being trained or being nurtured. So being nurtured, your prayer and my prayer must be aligned to the kingdom. And it must also be aligned with the will of God. We don't just pray our will. Our will should be in the will of God. It's true God has given us the will, but our will should be subjected to the will of God. Our prayer should be directed to the Father. It is Him, our Father in heaven. It is true we are praying in His will. We are praying in His name or by the name of Jesus. Yes, we are praying according to the written scriptures and all that. So that is the first dimension of what we should ask for. We ask that our prayer should be connected to the will of God, to the name of the Lord, to the kingdom of God, and should be directed to the Father. Second thing is that our prayer should be for our daily needs, physical needs, the things we need daily here, the food that we eat. We in our lives, we need to eat, and we live to eat, and we eat to live. These principles have been spoken and been debated when we were young. But the truth of the matter is, our salaries, most of it goes to the food, the bread, for ourselves and for our beloved. And we should be able to know that that we are asking, and we have needs. God wants us to, you know, to present our needs to Him as they are. And that's what He says. The thing we need to pray about, or that need of area, is about our forgiveness of sins. This is where we have indebted others. This is where we have already crossed the lines. This is where we have wounded others. So it's a prayer that relates with ourselves, with others. And we also ask that they also forgive us. They have also crossed our lines. That's the third area of our prayer, of our asking. And if that goes on, we are doing well. And we're asking, cancel these debts, Lord, and help us to cancel the debts of others. And the fourth area, which according to Luke is the area that relates to the kingdom of darkness, where we are saying, Lord, help us not to yield to the kingdom of darkness. Deliver us from the ways of Satan, from this temptation. And when we have entered into those dirty ways, we are asking God, God, deliver us from the evil one. So you see, we are relating with God. We relate with our needs, or with ourselves and our needs. We relate with other people. And number four, we relate with the kingdom of darkness. That's about asking. But seeking comes when the prayer we asked has not been answered as we had thought. All when the prayer is delayed. All when the Lord or heaven seems to be silent. What do we seek for? We seek to understand, why has this prayer been delayed? Are we praying in the will of God? We seek to know whether we are praying in the will of God. We seek to know, are we praying amiss? So this is where we look into ourselves. We look at the motivations. Instead of keeping praying and babbling again and again and praying and cutting ourselves like the way the prophets of Baal were doing, it would be good for us to pause and seek, why is this prayer not answered as we wished? You see, like we remember John, the father of John the Baptist, Zachariah, and this is just one case. He had asked for a child together with Elizabeth in their young age, and we know several other people. But God did not answer that prayer as Zachariah was asking. But had God forbidden that prayer? No. Many years, 20 years down the line, God comes and send an angel and tell this man, Zachariah, your prayer is answered, as though it was prayed yesterday. So why have you not answered this? So you are seeking to know, because God answers prayer in different ways. There's a will, there's a pattern that God wants. For example, God created the earth in 7 days. He created in what we call in a progressive way, little by little. Even himself, he did not create the world in a day. He did it for 7 days. And sometimes God does not answer those prayers in a day, but he has answered. We should be able to seek, how much has God been able to create in us? Because prayer is creative. When we are doing a prayer, is that we are co-creating with God. And sometimes God wants you to create little by little. And we should get to know. Sometimes God is saying, this is not a prayer to be answered now, but it's hard. It should be answered. Sometimes our prayer must be withheld by the power of the kingdom of Persia, like that one of Daniel. This is the seeking now. But now, after we have done the seeking, this is now where we come to the knocking. Now, knocking is when we discover that the prayer that we prayed, maybe God has already released it, but the king of Persia has held it. Now we go full blast and we persistently. This is where we come to the biding, because we already know the will of God. You know, sometimes we do not know the will of God. You remember when Jesus was in prayer, sometimes he says, if it is your will, Lord, as per your will. Even Jesus in his prayer asked that God, that this is my prayer, Father, when he was in Gethsemane, but let it done according to your will. My will is that remove this cup, but your will is that I go through the cup. But the moment you know that you're going through the cup, you know the will of God, this is where you go and you do persistent. Knocking the door, it means persistent. It means biding. If it's about the kingdom of darkness, it means fighting and biding and loosing and scattering and making sure that you are cutting loose, because you already know the will of God. Now, this is where we are also guided by our relationship. We are related. You see, in this book of Luke 11, we are told about this kind of prayer of intercessory here. And we get to know four relationships in prayer here. And number one, we discover that in this prayer of asking, seeking, and knocking, it has got four relationships. One, we discover that a friend come to at the middle of the night to a person he calls friend, who is asleep with his wife and his children. But this friend is coming at the middle of the night because another friend has come. So he is an intermediary. He is coming to on behalf of another. This is what we call intercessory prayer. You are presenting the needs of another as though they are yours. And you know the will, you know the number of bread that you need. And so you are knocking at the door of this person and you do not let go until you get it. So that's a prayer, according to John, between a friend and a friend. It's a prayer. We come in the name of friendship. And God is our friend. And we can also go to ask for from a friend, from that relationship of a friend. That's what John, the book of Luke gives us. Number two, the Bible says that this person who was inside, though he was a friend, he did not, he refused, he answered actually, because God answers prayer. This answered, he answered and said, I cannot give you now. You see, that's a prayer answered. Sometimes when we say that God answers prayer, sometimes he can say, I'm not answering that prayer. That's my will. My will is that I don't answer. But you see, in this one, this person was in refuse to give. And he said, I'm asleep. He gave the listen. But what this, you know, the Bible says that this person was outside on behalf of another person who was at his home, persistently, and prayed. And the Bible says, even though this person who is asleep with his wife and children does not give because of friendship based, he'll give because of need based. So the second relationship, we come for prayer, is as a result of need. Sometimes the person you ask is not a friend, but it is a need. It's a person in a position to give. It is where a judge will be told, a woman, a widow, will go to the judge. The judge was not her friend, but the judge was in a position, and the woman knew this relationship, that you are in a position to do this. You are not my friend, but I am in need, and you are a judge in that position. That one, because of that, you persistently and refuse to bow down, and you keep going again, and you go for that creation. You know, the moment we push on, there's the creation, because prayer creates. That's the second level. You pray in terms of a need. You go to a person in a position. Not a friend, but in a position, of course, a judge, or a position of a president, or a position that has been given by an authority. And you know you are, you know the will, you know your need, you know this is supposed to give it to me. The third level, we are told, is that of a father. It could be a wicked father, as this one is put, but the father is a relationship between a child and the father. And the father goes to the child with asking for a bread, and the father would not give this child a snake. Or he will ask for a fish and will not be given a snake. Or ask for a bread, very specific, and not be given a stone. Because the relationship of a father's son must also be there. And finally, this is the kingdom prayer. The Father in heaven, where Jesus was giving and saying, the Father in heaven, when we ask the Father in heaven to give us, and we go this, and we ask him for the Holy Spirit, he will go to give us. So may we know this kind of prayer of asking, of seeking and knocking, and the level of a father, of a friend, level of a judge, level of a father, the son father relationship, and also the one for the heavenly father. Father, give us the ability to know how to pray, and pray in your will, in Jesus' name.